you mind serving still on that?
If you don't mind, let Rebecca get the recorder going. Yeah, I'm good serving. If you want to change the appointment is what you would act on. So you have, with the rest of these, you can make a simple motion and take a vote. But with PMPA, you have to pass any changes by resolution. So if you want me to stay on, you don't need to act. If you want Brad to stay on, you don't need to act. If you want to replace either one of us, you have to take a proactive vote so that we fill the names in on the resolution. The rest of them, you don't have to do that, but you have to do that for PMPA.
I'd like to keep you on there.
If Brad's willing to stay on it, there's ongoing litigation in that also, if I'm not mistaken. And I would like to keep everything as normal as we've got it, hadn't had it for the past year, with the same appointees.
Do we have any nominations for that PMPA board?
Now, nominate.
Brian.
You mean as an alternate?
That's fine, but it doesn't matter because I mean you don't do anything.
Right.
I'm waiting on directions here.
We got one nomination for the alternate director. Do we have another nomination? All right, call for vote, Ms. Rebecca.
You don't need a second on that?
Do you need a second?
Because you're changing?
Well, we definitely have to do the resolution. So,
well, you really had two nominations.
Yeah, that's what
I said you keep it the way it is.
That's what I was trying to suss out.
I mean, Brad and Brad.
Well, you don't need to vote on me. If you want me to stay there, you leave it. If you want Brad to stay there, you leave it. If you want to replace me, if you want someone different in the director's role, you would make a nomination, and then we would put that in.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to figure out. If Brad, after you had nominated him, if he said, that's fine with me, and he meant that he was withdrawing his acceptance of the nomination. That's what I was trying to figure out.
Whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, it's just an alternate. But if the mayor wants to do that.
I'm okay with that. I don't know if we should do that.
So then the vote that we're about to take is going to authorize a resolution with Kevin as the primary director, Brian as the alternate.
Yes.
So the resolution only needs to be for a replacement of the alternate. So you'd leave me out of it. So if what you intend to do is to put Brian on in place of Brad, then you make that as your motion and then adopt the resolution with the mayor as the alternate.
Do we need to vote?
Yes.
You do.
All right. Ms. Rebecca, call for a vote.
Danny?
Yes.
Rusty?
Yes, ma'am.
Brad?
Yeah.
Yusuf?
Yeah.
Dale?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Bron?
Yes. I don't need to vote on a resolution.
No, you don't.
We need to vote on a resolution now?
Let's do it just to be 100% certain.
No wonder y'all make so much money. I can't figure that.
So, Mr. Mayor, just so Rebecca and I stay with the council on this, what you just voted on was to have the mayor be the alternate. Is that correct?
Yes.
He's your nomination. All right. So, if you will you state that so that he can be your alternate, and you can approve the resolution with his name as the alternate.
That was Jimmy's nomination, so he'll need to do that.
If you want to just say so moved to what I just said, you can, Jimmy. There we go. So you now need a second.
We have a motion, about a second.
Second.
Call for vote, please.
Now we're voting on the resolution.
Now you're voting on the resolution.
Danny?
Yes.
Rusty?
Yes, ma'am.
Brad?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Yusuf?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
All right, next. Yusuf, we'll get back to that when we get through these.
Okay.
Appointment to the Oconee Economic Alliance.
I think Kevin needs to be on that.
Currently, I am on that.
That's what I thought. We just leave it.
We have two seats on that.
Okay. Currently, I sit on it, so if you want me to stay, you don't need to act on me. If you want to add someone else, that's who you'd vote.
What about Jimmy Powell? You being on that? You're in the real estate.
You be willing to do that, Jimmy?
Any other nominations? Can I call for a vote?
Danny?
Yes, ma'am.
Brad?
Yes.
Rusty?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Yes.
Yusuf?
Yes.
Jimmy? Dale?
Yes.
Next point, the Local Development Corporation Board. That's one Mr. Duncan sits on now. Everybody fine with Mr. Duncan continuing that? You want to nominate someone else?
I'm fine with him being on.
Pardon me? Everybody good with that? Next point to the Special Events Committee.
Who was on there now?
We don't have anybody. Kevin, don't it good to have somebody on there?
What about Kevin, dude? Can't we put you on that board?
I'm here at your pleasure.
You're there anyway, aren't you? I mean, you're...
He's already there.
Well, I try and help whatever they need, whether I'm...
I would like to ask the attorney, would there be a conflict of interest if they were there?
Say that again?
Would there be a conflict of interest if Dale were to serve in that capacity with his wife?
To serve on the committee?
That is correct.
Well,
I'm just asking.
So Andrew, the thing that we have to parse through with Mr. Glimpf and with Mrs. Glimpf is that we allocate hospitality tax that would go to the special events committee, to which they would then manage. And so there's a little bit of complexity there that we have to make sure that we want to make sure that we sort through. If you want Mr. Glimpf to serve on it, my suggestion to you, and it sounds a little bit extreme, but you have a definitive answer, so you don't have to ever worry about it again, is that you actually direct Andrew to ask the Ethics Commission if they believe there's any conflict of interest, so that you have a definitive answer based off the current setup. If you don't want Mr. Glimpf to do it, then I don't think you need to do it. Asking the Ethics Commission to weigh in on it is really not a big deal to them. They answer these types of questions all the time. It seems a little bit big when I throw it out there like that, but it's really rather routine at the Ethics Commission site, so that you protect not only Mr. and Ms. Glimpf, but you also protect the council.
Yes, that's right.
Your expenditures.
I would like for that question to be asked, but I would also suggest that pertaining to the Special Events Committee or Bigfoot Festival, that Dale would abstain from any vote on those matters.
Absolutely.
If it's all right with the council and with you, Dale, I will work with Andrew. We'll craft the language to present to the Ethics Commission, and then we'll submit that, and we'll make sure that the council sees it and sees any response. And I imagine they'll give us a response with somewhere between 60 and 90 days.
I didn't give you the courtesy of asking you, do you have a problem serving on it?
I don't have a problem serving on it. Then again, you, of course, I understand
right
what Kevin's saying there.
I understand.
Definitely won't hurt, you know, the city and ourselves.
So can we nominate and vote, and if it comes back, it's not a problem, we don't have to go through anything else? Or you right away?
It's not that I don't trust you, Dale. It's just perception of it being what it is.
100%.
The answer to your question, you do whatever you like.
Yeah.
What I mean is you could vote on it today if you want to, or you could wait. It's the council's pleasure.
I'd suggest if we're concerned about that question, that we wait.
Wait. Okay. Thank you.
I mean, that's not going to interrupt the functioning of this special ed committee to not have an official city representative.
Alright, so we're good. Hold on. Hold it off on this one. Alright. Mr. Mackler?
Yes. Earlier when the guys voted on that, I misunderstood the thing. I wanted the $7 off. I mean, I'd much rather people to pay the $2, but I want the two. If there is any possible way, I can change my vote to that, please.
Well, so if you wanted to remove the meter fee, you voted no. You would have had to vote yes.
And it failed by?
That's what I did.
It failed. Andrew can guide you through whether or not you could make a motion to reconsider. If it is indeed you wished you had to change it.
You want $7 off.
Yes.
But you got to bet on the
well,
increase too.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I'd much rather people pay at least the $2 than the $7.
It won't be $2.
You're not voting for that. You're voting for the increase for the out-of-town people.
But we still got a $7 for the in-town.
No, sir.
Nope. No. Taking that off.
No. I misunderstood the whole thing. Pretty good. Is the $7 going off for the whole people?
Yes.
The $7 comes off for everybody.
Okay, then leave it as is.
But then the rate increase goes to people outside the city.
Huh?
The $7 is not coming off now. So,
hold on. Before we get into this conversation again, we would have to have a motion to reconsider.
Okay.
So can I read you? You were on the prevailing side of that vote.
Right.
Because it went 4-3.
Right.
So if you want, you could make a motion to reconsider to reopen that conversation.
Okay.
And then that can be seconded by anybody. And then we can move back to old business item one, which is the second reading of that ordinance.
I made a motion to reconsider my decision. Item number one.
Correct. In old business.
Do we have a second?
Yes.
All right, motion and second. All right, we're going to open back another old business, second reading ordinance, 2022-01-1101, budget amendment. So, what can we do to explain it any better? So the vote, just so everybody's clear, the vote tonight is a second reading. We've already voted on this one. If we vote yes, then the $7 AMI fee comes off with just the rates, water rates, to compensate for the loss.
That's fine. How much rather than the $2 or whatever it is to go up, then having everybody pay $7.
Okay.
There's no $2 involved.
I think where he's getting the $2 is what the difference in the outside rates will be.
Outside
rate, I think that's what he's looking at.
No.
I think that's where he's getting at.
Initially, my understanding of what the council promised in 2015, and I wasn't here then.
Right.
My understanding of what the council promised at that point in time was that it would be $7 for 5 years and then $2 thereafter permanent.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
But we didn't do that.
And what we're
I thought that's what the $2
was. $7 fee off. And what Kevin was saying a while ago was that $1.90 something, whatever the average outside customer rate would be, is going to compensate for the $7 fee.
That's what I need to remind you.
Any more discussion before we bring that vote back in?
Okay, so right now, what you have on the floor is a motion and a second to reopen.
Yeah, and we reopened.
You've not taken a vote to reopen it. So you would have to take a vote to reopen
it. You've got to have a vote to reopen it. Correct. We have a motion and a second.
I've got a motion and a second.
All right, go ahead. Call for a vote then.
Danny?
No.
Brad?
No.
Rusty?
Nope.
Brian?
Yes.
Yusuf?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
So now you would entertain a motion to approve, I think this is what your intent is, Yusuf. Make a motion to approve the ordinance.
I make a motion to approve the ordinance.
As presented?
As presented.
Okay. So now you've got a motion, you take a second and follow the procedure.
Do we have a motion, do we have a second?
Second.
All right, motion second, do we have any more discussion? Call for a vote, please.
Danny?
No.
Brad?
No.
Rusty?
No, ma'am.
Brian?
Yes.
Yusuf?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
So that passes.
That passed.
So we'll proceed to remove that AMI fee and
when will the increase go into effect?
Rates. What's that?
When will the increase for the outside customers go into effect?
Around March 1st. Bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So, Mr. Mayor, this is a pretty routine matter where we have reciprocal law enforcement agreements pretty much with every law enforcement agency in the county. And whenever there is a change in leadership, to make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, it is my preference that you reaffirm those agreements. The one with West Union, they recently had a new police chief come in, and so my recommendation to you is that you authorize this resolution so that it's kept pace with the current office holders.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Call for a vote, please.
Who seconded?
Who had to?
I did. Oh, no, I seconded it.
You motioned. You said.
Thank you.
Sorry. Danny?
Yes, ma'am.
Brad?
Yes.
Rusty?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Yes.
Yusuf?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Next, we have item number 10, law enforcement assistance and support agreement with West Union.
Motion to approve. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I made a big mistake to you just now. I explained this item in the last one.
Yeah.
So What I should have explained to you on the policy statement is our insurance provider asked that the council consider the safety statement that you have in your packet, which I would also recommend that you pass. So you've already voted on the one I just commented on. I'd ask that you vote for this one, too.
Motion to approve safety policy statement.
Second.
You've already voted on that one. I explained it as if it were the West Union agreement.
Motion,
so you're now on the West Union agreement.
Motion to accept law enforcement assistance support agreement with West Union.
Second.
Motion second. Call for a vote.
Danny?
Yes.
Brad?
Yes.
Rusty?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Yes.
Yusuf?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
All right, since I bumped that up, I'm going to ask Mr. Baker to handle the next item, Mayor.
Have we made a motion for the safety policy statement yet?
They did. They actually made it, even though I explained it as if it were the law enforcement resolution, the motion and the second was on the safety policy statement.
Okay.
We were out of sync.
So we're saying both 9 and 10 are approved?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 9 and 10 are approved, even though I explained it in reverse.
So, item 11,
yes.
Consider a bid award for installation and construction of raw water intake pump house.
So for this is the actual steel building, built by that what we call the snake house, familiar with up there above the Chaw River water pumps. This also includes the VFDs that we had in the future award. A different group got that. The VFDs are built, ready to go. This right here was our bid that went out. We had bidders put in for it, took their bids, ran this by the engineer. there were some cost differences, making sure everything was there, needed to be there. A lot of details in this, a lot of wiring schemes, a lot of electronics and panels. So recommendation from engineer and myself is, Sterling, I believe, are you on the wrong line now too?
So Lee, if you look at the write-up, it's got the motion in there.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, okay, sorry about that. So the Sterling structure design amount for 262. So my ask is that be approved, that amount through that contract.
Why was there such a big discrepancy in those three bids?
I'm not exactly sure, because that's why I ran by the engineer, and me and Kevin saw this. We're thinking the same thing. I don't know. I can tell you exactly why the two from Amtech are different so much. Because one, they recommended going with two C-bands, put them on blocks, you know, the old C-band, a cargo style, and wiring those in. Well, we want to do this once and do it right. We don't want something to block. We want concrete tied in and put a metal building in, insulate it, ventilate it. So it keeps we got $100,000 of equipment in that thing. So we want to secure, we want to ventilate, protect from heat damage and other things. Well, the second bid that came in was to do the building. So that's the discrepancy in those two. The Sterling structural design is local for one strut across the Georgia line, but they went out, they looked at it, they're familiar with that kind of construction, and so they met all the specs required. Have not worked with this outfit before, but that's why Dr. Kevin, hold off. I'm not getting awarded this until I talk to the engineer. He went through everything. Everything matched and met. And so that's why I'm going with him.
So we need a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Call for a vote.
Danny?
Yes, ma'am.
Brad? Rusty?
Yes, ma'am.
Brown?
Yes.
Yusuf?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
All right, next, item number 12, consider bid award for two matters for emergency sewer system repairs.
So this one is both within the Retreat Street. As you're aware, you guys approved a previous expenditure for us, the pipe burst over here on Abbey Street. Very successful. And didn't tear the road up, just up a couple spots, less repairs, a lot of that goes involved in this. We've been smoking a lot of lines in town, doing our due diligence, trying to find these I&I issues and fix them. Well, on Retreat Street, where it hits Mimosa, it goes cross country. There's a gentleman built a new house there. And we had some problems there. We made some repairs, had some more problems there. We cambered it. It's got some severe issues, and the pipe is so old, we cannot repair it. We put some patches on it to make it work. But we've got to replace that section of pipe. That's the first section of this, I believe. That's really the way I read it last time. And then that's the $37,000. That's bid two, it's called, $37,000. Roper Brothers. The one above that, we found one section in the whole side of Retreat. There's one piece. I got a bid to burst that whole thing. But then I recambered it, and talking to Roper Brothers, have a lot of experience in this. They feel it's more diligent for us, and I agree. There's 12 sewer ties in there. So it's the same distance to burst it, but every hole you got a pothole and dig and tie in, it's $78,000 or 70 something to burst that section of line. And we'll have 12 potholes out there with the patch on our Retreat. So my ask on that is, since we're out here set up, they get permits tied to the same one they've got. They'll dig that one piece up 4 feet, make repairs, and then we take that money we're going to save on this and use it somewhere else that's more diligent for the town, where it's a line we can't patch. Or make repairs to, like the one down below we're trying to totally replace because we're just going to fix it. So that's the two on there. So the money we'll save on that, I guess, would be the first ones. It's a daily rate. And the daily rate you see on there, that pipe's hard. It says 5 to 8 feet, one daily rate, 8 to 12 feet, the other one. Because it's about at the 8 feet range, but it's going downhill, so they dig it up. That's why 1 to 2 days, I would say, and that'll cure that problem. They'll fix it. And they've got wraps to wrap around that, special ones that we don't have. But I will have it pretty soon once I see what they've got. But that's my ask for those two. And that cleans up Retreat Street all the way down to the main, down there toward Dr. Johnson.
Well, so bid number two, you're looking at $16,700.
Yeah, so Mayor, if I may, I I apologize for my confusion in the way I wrote it, especially after the fun we've had tonight. item number 11 corresponds with what you see as bid number 1. Item number 12 corresponds with what you see as bid number 2. So if you're inclined to pass staff's recommendation, you would read the motion written as bid number 1, and that would pass item number 11. If you're inclined to pass staff's recommendation for item number 12, you would pass the motion written for bid number 2.
No, item number 11 is the pump action.
Well, again, since we're having a confusing night, you're correct. Forget everything I just said.
Item number 12 is the pump action.
We do need more than water to drink.
Number 12 was for both, right, for the pipe bursting and repair to save time.
I'm sorry.
So we need a bid, or we need a motion
for both bids.
Bid number 1 for $37,344. We need a motion for that.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Call for a vote.
I'm sorry. Who did the motion?
Dane.
You said second.
If you don't hear who makes a motion, just default it to Danny. You can do it.
I'm in a hurry. I've done my homework on this.
Danny?
Yes, ma'am.
Brad?
Yes.
Rusty?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Yes.
Yusuf?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
All right. Now we need a bid, a motion to accept bid number 2, which could run around $16,000 estimated.
That's pretty fair, I think, yes.
Need a motion for that one. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Any further discussion?
Yep.
Call for a vote, please.
Danny?
Yes, ma'am.
Brad?
Yes.
Rusty?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Yes.
Yusuf?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Next, item number 13, consider bid award to replace two sludge pumps with the water pump. We're spending a lot of money tonight here.
Yeah, and just so you know, Mr. Mayor, those that you just authorized will be paid with ARP funds that we will be receiving from directly from the state. Lee, sludge pumps?
Yep, so...
Just to let y'all know, I've done this before when Dad has bid on stuff, but that Holiday Utility Service, that is the middle bid here, is my father's company.
Okay. Thanks for letting us know.
So we had 3 bids on this. These were all people were familiar with. We've worked in our system before. Electric Motors and Drive came in substantially lower. And they've done that work before. So those sludge pumps, so you guys have an idea what they do. As you get sediment, we call it sludge. It's sediment that comes through our filter plant. They pump it out of there to this retaining pond. And retaining pond, the pump will pump it over to a concrete 3-foot wall drying bed, we'll call it. And then once that sand sediment, we dig it out of there, and that's how we keep it out of our filtration system. So that's basically what that is. But we have one pump, the other one's already bad, and it's the last one. And this was some of the stuff we put on the request for the county water plant, money requested for improvements.
Correct. So this would be from the part of the 1.3 allocation we received from Oconee County. This would be paid for that with that money.
This was part of the original ask from that group we approached them. So my recommendation on this bid was the 18670, that was Electric Motors and Drive.
Is a sludge the same thing as turbidity?
No.
No?
No, not exactly. Well, it causes turbidity in the river, but it can be pumped out of the pond too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sediment.
Turbidity is like the sediment before it settles, and that's what it's a sludge. Sorry, this is a stupid argument.
Yeah, but it's still in the pond.
Yeah.
Are y'all finished?
Yes.
Full disclosure. Move it right quick.
Much is approved.
Second.
Electric Motor and Drive for $18,670.
Second. Any further discussion? Call for vote, please.
Danny?
Yes, ma'am.
Brad?
Yes.
Rusty?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Yes.
Yusuf?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Item 14, consider resolution supporting the Appalachian Regional Commission grant match 50% or $34,000.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mayor, so at the last council meeting, I briefed the council that I've been working with the grant writer to make an application to the Appalachian Region Commission to fund a downtown master plan. Mr. Cater, when you guys hired me here, you asked me to go after as many grants as we could find. And in order to get a number of grants from the state and the feds, they want to see a comprehensive plan endorsed by this council. Well, a master plan of the downtown is one way to have that document that we can insert in future grant requests. We've already had two grant requests that we had to, that we're not going to apply for because they need this type of document in the grant request. So this is a grant to complete a document that you need to ask for additional grants. It's a 50-50 match. It is federal funds that would come through. You can use hospitality tax money for the match. But to make the application, we have to have a resolution with your commitment to provide the match. If you were to not approve the match tonight, we will not make application.
Motion to approve.
Second. Motion second. Any further discussion? Call for
the
vote.
Danny?
Yes, ma'am.
Brad?
Yes.
Rusty?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Yes.
Yusuf?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Item 15, consider approval of the budget calendar.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mayor, part of our budget development process is to present a budget calendar to the council to endorse. You'll look on here. This setup is very similar to the way we did last year's budget, where we actually hold workshops, work sessions in advance of several of the council meetings. The only one in here that would be a meeting in addition to your regular schedule, meaning you'll have meetings before your council meetings for three of these, and then you'll have a special called session, I believe, is the April 26th meeting.
I've got in my calendar a schedule January 25th, for that strategic planning meeting,
did
you change it?
No, that is still in place.
The 25th?
January 25th, yes.
Yeah, you got it written 26th.
Yes, I apologize.
So it is the 25th?
Let me make sure.
That's all I got back out.
So you have two, we agreed to do two sessions on...
Correct.
Priority setting. So that one would be, now you have a special meeting scheduled for January the 24th with your planning and zoning consultant, which
right.
You will have with the Planning Commission. So you still have one on the 24th. But the first of the two strategic planning sessions will be January 25th.
25th. So everybody change that on that piece of paper, 25th. Other than that, is everybody good with that calendar?
And Mayor, if I may ask, are you good with the approach that we used last year?
I am. Everybody else?
I don't have a problem. None whatsoever.
Everybody on the left side good with it?
Yeah.
All right, I need a motion to approve the calendar.
Motion to approve.
Call for a vote, please.
Danny?
Yes, ma'am.
Brad?
Yes.
Rusty?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jim? Yusuf?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Right, Kevin, item 16, I don't have a copy of anything. It's the approval of the cost of fund loan for amendment. I don't have anything in the packet.
Yes, sir, Mayor. Mayor, and I apologize. We received this after the original agenda went out. So back in February of 2019, council approved an agreement with the South Carolina Energy Office for us to get a CONSER fund loan, and that would be to fund the variable frequency drive pumps that we've put in. We've put a total of 5 of those in our water system, and this is a low interest loan through that energy office that was to pay for those. The last part of this that we needed to, or the last of the equipment that we needed to secure, were the 2 VFDs that you purchased earlier this year that have now been manufactured and are ready to be installed, but we cannot install them until the raw water motor pumps are installed. So we've had 2 delays on closing this CONSER fund loan out. One of those was a delay in being able to bid out for those last VFDs. This second delay is because when you passed the bid for us to have the raw water pumps installed, those cannot be installed until the spring. And we knew that when this was happening. So this, we've gone into this, as your staff aware of all this. So we worked with the energy office staff to amend your second amendment of this agreement to create the closing date, which is now June 1st, 2022. And the repayment on this loan will be $40,114.92 each year beginning in 2023 through 2032. Again, this is a low interest state loan to help us put in those variable frequency drives, and Lee has already tracked the energy efficiency that we gained by installing the new pumps, which is what we needed to do to demonstrate to the energy office that there was some efficiency gained. Mayor, I will send this all out so that the council can see this agreement. You've passed this 3 times already. We're asking you to pass it for this 4th and final time. We believe we will close it out with the energy office because you've already authorized the purchase of the last piece of equipment that can be funded with this.
Right.
So we're good with this date. We'll have it all in. So if you're good with my explanation, I would ask that you authorize my signature on this amendment number 3 with the CONSER fund loan with the state of South Carolina.
Motion to approve.
Second. Motion second. Any further
discussion?
Call for
a
vote, please.
Danny?
Yes, ma'am.
Brad? Rusty?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Yes.
Yusuf?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
In your package, you have a copy of the minutes from the last 2 meetings, December 9 and January 4th. We have a motion to approve December 9 meeting minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion second. Call for vote, please.
Danny?
Yes, ma'am.
Brad?
Yes.
Rusty?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Yes.
Yusuf?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
I
believe
I did the same because I was on the
record. That's fine.
All right, then we'll do the same for January 4th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Call for vote, please.
Danny?
Yes.
Brad?
Yes.
Rusty?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Yes.
Yusuf?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
All right, next, item number 3, under routine business, number 3, Public Utility Director, Mr. Baker, you now have the floor.
All right, thank you. So I'll run down my list here real quick. It's late. Sewer's done a lot of good work. The personnel we have on hand has been pretty short-handed. Down a few people still. So we have smoked the sewer lines. Anyone drove through town the day we did it? Whole town was on fire. But we smoked lines from basically 24 all the way to Crooked Street. enlightened us to a lot. We found several, well, more than several, a lot of small things we could fix ourselves. It also gives us the opportunity to find some issues that are going to be much better fixed and out to bid to contract, which you'll see in the future. We have had a conversation with Mr. Rozier to go out on that and start looking at the best way to approach that. So that's in the future sometime. We are starting to see slight reductions in I&I. Although we're in the rears on the I&I, we had a meeting yesterday, I guess. Like I've lived here the last couple days. And they'll we'll see those numbers as they come in because they're always in the rears next quarter, see what we're doing. But I know we've had some vaults we've opened up that were full of water, now are very full of water. So we're reducing it. It's just a matter of what that process looks like. When we get a couple of good quarters of all those repairs we made, so it catches up to us. Water's tuning on taps and leaks. Hall Road's become the centerpiece of my life. That's I would say 50% of our overtime is Hall Road right now for water crews. We're doing water work. Kevin and myself met with Troy Rozier, discussed Hall Road. You know, he has been talking about earlier that large multi-million-dollar project. We have the ARP funds. So Mr. Rozier is going out to bid on Hall Road. We'll have that information for you, I believe, the March 8th. That's the date meeting. I'm gonna shoot right now a proposal. This is engineer's estimated cost, about $300,000. We've had four breaks on Hall Road in a week. I know people live out there, deal with it. It's been a pain. We did find some pipe out there last week they put in the ground. Whoever put it in the ground was not Schedule 40. It's eggshell pipe, I called it. It's like Schedule 20. So we found a piece of that, and that's what's breaking, so we got rid of it. But I'm assuming the rest of that line's the same way.
And to add to that real quick, the money that we received in ARP directly from the feds into our coffers, you took that money and you split that into two numbers. We had, it was $1,290,280-something, and you allocated $1 million toward sewer work and the $280,290 toward water. When we met with Troy Rozier, that number he presented us with Hall Road matched pretty close to the number you've already allocated to water improvements. And given the fact that Lee's overtime budget and just the condition of that line, it's relatively urgent that we get it repaired. We thought it would be best to go ahead and use that money. Our recommendation to you is that you use that money you've allocated of the ARP money for water on this project. You need to use it for something anyway, and to go ahead and get it done cuts down on your overtime. It improves the flow of water in that neighborhood, but then also keep in mind as these ARP monies start to hit the street with cities and counties and special purpose districts all over the country, there's not been a rush for contractors and materials that we've seen yet. If we get this to you in March, we think we're going to be ahead of the herd in getting that line repaired. So you've got the money set aside for this to do it. If the bids come back and they're substantially higher, then we'll come back, and if we've got a punt on it, we will. I think that we're going to be fine based off our conversation with Troy. So you've got the money to do this. You've allocated that amount for water. You can always go back and allocate that $1 million that you set aside for sewer to move some of that over into water if you need to. We're going to go after more of this ARP money from the state for your water and your sewer lines. Where we're in really good shape on this water project, as we've talked about it, two things get us to the top of the list in regards to getting this state funding. One is the consent order on our sewer. So those entities that are competing for that money at the state level that have consent order rise to the top of the list there. But then on the water projects, the ones that are designed and ready to go, shovel ready is the phrase that they often call it, those will also rise to the top because they want to get this money allocated and spent. Well, that whole CIP that you guys began working on back in early 2020, Troy has designed, permitted, and ready to go. That is shovel ready. So we will go after everything we can get funded of that CIP so that we don't have to borrow money to fund it. And I think we'll be pretty successful using this, taking this, it's your top priority in that list. There are 13 or so priorities in there, and this is your number one. The three of you that live out there on Hall Street can attest to how often that line breaks.
My wife can.
So I think you can if she can.
My wife can.
So if you're good with that approach, we don't need you to do anything. If you want us to stop, that's where we would ask you to say so.
Andrew, any problem, Andrew, with us? Any problem with us voting on anything that is directly going to be allocated to that project on Hall Road?
Because they live on the street.
I mean, I would suggest if you think that there is a hint of impropriety in you voting, that you would recuse yourself. Okay. Even if there isn't an actual conflict of interest.
I got you.
Yeah, you're not going to receive a direct financial benefit as a replacement of that line.
I would tear up the road in front of your house.
I would think that, you know, it's kind of a similar thing as if you get into like something with Dale. It's like he doesn't receive any sort of financial benefit from him voting on things that Jessica does with the special events committee, but it would be prudent for him to recuse himself. I still want to see what the ethics commission thinks.
I understand.
In the same vein, you know, it creates the appearance of impropriety, even though it doesn't put money in your pocket. You know, maybe it increases your water pressure by half a PSI, or, you know, makes it more reliable. But I would suggest, you know, recusing yourself.
What are you replacing? From where to where?
Basically, where the Jenkins Road comes down and hits Gaston Circle. It'd be just towards the elementary school from there, a couple, because not many problems that way. I think the pipes are different. Never have really. It'll come down back to Hall Road, go down Hall Road past where the proposed complex is they're going in on that property, past the apartments, past the ball fields, and then it goes around where the church takes off on that right there. It'll turn right there and tie back in. And then there's some other requests that I made today, is there's a valve can be put in where the church is. Mm-hmm. That way we get something digs into that kind of that build there eventually. We can cut that off and not affect customers. And then where Jenkins hits Hall or Gaston Circle, I want a valve at each corner because that's our school right there, right? And
yeah.
We've had problems before. We've had some breaks there. But if I got those three valves, just shut one off. School doesn't know what's going on. Or we can backfeed a loop the other way, which is good for the school. That's our, you know. Yeah. So that's the section. Okay. And there's some underground utilities going to deal with out there. So there's a fiber line and there's stuff. So I did the setting behind it. So. Any questions about that one? All right, so March we'll have hopefully some solid numbers we can share with that. So water and sewer supervisor, I have made a offer and it was accepted. We had interviews last Friday?
Thursday.
Yeah. So we had interviews. Kevin and myself sit on the panel. Had some good candidates. We interviewed five people. I made the offer to Terry Reed. He accepted. He should be on property February 1st, I believe it's a Tuesday. Substantial knowledge in the sewer. Has some background license to support that and substantial in water. Through with writing contracts, has a spraying license, CDL. I mean, he offers a lot. And I think he's a good fit for what we need here. Not just professionally, but I personally. Team of Gould really get along, so I think he'll mold in quick and adjust fast. He comes from the OGSRA, Sewer Authority out there, that works currently. He has worked for other water and sewer companies as well, so he has that same crew environment, so not just a boss, but it's actually done the work, so I think he'll be a good fit. Let's see, Public Works, working through some ideas with Todd. He's been talking about the fence over here in the park. We've had some problems over there, made some repairs recently. People are climbing the fence, I believe, and the fence is not designed to be climbed. So we're looking, and we can, if we're going to make repairs, maybe make a different way to repair, maybe add a bar down a foot at the top. So it has some support. We're looking at that and get some ideas. So we have to go back and fix it all the time, save the city money. We had some, all the lights in town, I know the council's aware of this, that light the signs up outside you come to town this direction. Made some repairs to those. The lights I put up, someone ran up two of the mower and stole the rest of them. So I know me and Matt are aware of that. We're going to try to do some work on that. We're going to fix them again. But the ones they took on the ones that are working, you're probably talking $3,000 to $5,000 of solar panels, battery panels, all the wiring. They cut it, took it all out. So we're going to go back with a simpler system. It's going to work good. And then we're going to see if we can stop that. So some of the signs are a little bit more up there. We're going to see if we're working on getting that back together. Also something I was going to bring up is, we had cardboard dumpsters here at one time at Riley Street. That was kind of a conflict or a problem because we're throwing garbage in there out of sight of the mind. Something we haven't settled on yet, but I was made council aware of, and I've talked to Matt about this and kind of catch him off guard too. The parking lot over there where the police station is, that far corner, where the, I guess, gravel and dirt's piled up right now, that's in a well-lit, very visual part of town, very good turnaround, very good access. So we got to work out some details still, but I think that'd be a good place for cardboard. Dumpsters or bins, we'll call them right there, because we already have a lot of businesses here that have a lot of cardboard production, easy to access for them. And there's a request from some businesses to get the cardboard bins back. I just don't know where to put them so we don't have garbage problems and the county won't pick them up. We've got to go in there and dump them ourselves and we're stuck with all the cardboard. So we're trying to find the best of both worlds. Set them somewhere where they're pretty accessible, but there's a visual presence, and I can't think of a better place to put them next to the police station where maybe it'll stop some of that problems we had with our dumpsters before. So more to follow on that. It'll be 4 to 6 weeks before the county would officially top diggers bouncing things back and forth. But that's kind of our idea to get those back into town and support the town with that cardboard recycle. We'll start with cardboard. It was glass before too, I think. But I think we'll stick with cardboard first, yeah, it works, and if we have room, we can add to it. Roof of the police station, I know there was some, I've heard some concerns it was leaking. The roof is not leaking at the police station. We had that checked. It's actually the AC unit on top has some issues. We found that out with the roofer guy. We got a call, he should be here tomorrow to address that. That should be taken care of. That's public works and stuff. Electric. So if you've seen around town, here's some pictures. I ordered this a long time ago. I've been fighting it for a while. It takes a long time to get stuff. I know there's a squirrel problem in this town, beyond belief. Obviously, if you guys didn't know, that's what caused that large outage. Believe it or not, that's what did it. Eat the wires all the time. So there's a wrap you can put on. There's a squirrel. The ultimate squirrel guard is about $150 to $200 a pole. Well, my whole budget would be blown just doing half the pole in town. So there's another wrap you can put on the pole. So we're reframing poles. We've reframed poles successfully. But there's a cost of that. There's a cost of the customer outages. There's a cost to reframing the poles, a lot of material. Some places we're doing that. We did three yesterday. We're doing those. But we're also wrapping the pole. So if you see a pole with just black piece of plastic on it somewhere in your service, that's us doing it. Squirrels love the pole. They won't jump vertical usually. And this is something I'm familiar with where I'm from. And so we're putting those on the pole. So far, I wrapped them all. The night that clearance, or the night that outage happened, Wednesday that stuff came in, the day after, I can put it on 50 poles, and no pole I've wrapped has had an outage since. So I'm not saying it's going to stop every outage, but it's going to cut it down. I would guess 80%. I did have a squirrel outage today on the backside of town over here, Link City Hall and stuff. But we fixed it, and I climbed that pole myself and addressed it. So I wrapped that pole. So, we're going to find some stray ones out there. We're trying to work in the areas, and notoriously, it's out towards the fire station, Wood Street, Pump House has been a big one. So those have all been addressed. So we're working through that in between other jobs and stuff we do. Let's see. So I think we've done about 40 plus polls so far. We've hired a new employee. He showed up Monday. He is our new line trimmer. Wesley's his name. Has some experience trimming trees. Worked in line trade 10 or so years ago, so he's pretty familiar with that. So I think it's going to really help us out. Because then we got a guy who can separate. He can trim trees, and the line crews can do line work. where we can all come together on storms, anything else we need. And it helps us, because we had COVID going through and we're a little sick, use that one extra body where you're not rearranging your workload because you can just grab one guy and pull him in. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions for me.
You ready for the snow this weekend?
No, but never ready. But yeah, we're aware. I'm aware of it. One thing, I'm not going to knock on wood here. Last year, we had a couple inches of snow. We had one outage. It was that darn cane pole over here on Butler Street. So tomorrow, you will see us remove cane pole. I know it's coming, so I know that was a problem. So yep. It won't be there any longer after tomorrow.
Good deal. Do we have any questions, Mr. Baker? Your turn.
My turn. I got a handout, so it was my turn. So this document that I'm giving you right now is last night at the sewer authority meeting. I'll give you a copy. Last night at the sewer authority meeting, Pope Flynn and Larry Brandt were asked to give the sewer board an opinion as to whether or not the Seneca letter of threatened litigation against Westminster Walhalla and the sewer authority had merit and what the response should be.
Larry Brandt is Walhalla's attorney.
Larry Brandt is the sewer authority board's attorney. Pope Flynn, they represent us on some matters. They also represent the sewer board. We signed a waiver to allow them to, meaning they gave their assessment of this without our consideration. This is not a response to the letter. This is just the legal opinion about the letter that Seneca sent. I think it's very interesting reading, but if I'll direct you to page 7. Item number 5, conclusion, and I'm going to read this out. It says, we are the reasoned opinion that a court of competent jurisdiction properly briefed would determine that Seneca may not unilaterally require a change in the composition of the authority commission or a reallocation of the voting power of the commissioners, nor may Seneca compel the remaining members to take action to authorize amendments to the authority agreement or to implement any such change. So as a reminder, what the Seneca letter was claiming was that Westminster Walhalla and the sewer authority were in breach for not reallocating the board membership, and the opinion of the attorneys is they have no right to make that claim. And this is 7 pages of pretty in-depth response. Please keep in mind that this is not the sewer board's this is just the attorney's opinion. It's not a response to the letter. But Seneca was, their representatives were there in the meeting. Scott Mulder, their administrator, received a copy of this opinion. So,
was this read for their council members to hear?
No. It was their council members came in as this was being discussed. You have an executive session item where we will discuss what our response may or not be. But I wanted to give you this since it was given to us last night. Also, with the sewer board meeting last night, the board considered a 20% rate increase in order to fund, really just to, it's not really to fund anything, it's just to raise enough revenue in order to keep the operations of the OJRSA moving and start to build adequate reserves to where we could actually, as an entity, go out and borrow funds either from a state entity or from someone on the bond market. The board approved a 20% increase at that meeting last night. As it was approved at the meeting, it will go into effect for the month of February, which means the bill that we receive in March will have that 20% rate increase on it. We do not have the ability to absorb that rate increase. my recommendation to you is going to be that we need to pass through that rate increase to our customers, or else we will not collect enough revenue by the end of this fiscal year to pay all the bills that we have. You have to pass that by ordinance, which means you have to have two readings. In order for, if you're inclined to do that, in order for us to have that on the bills in time for us to collect it as we will owe it, we would need to schedule a special call meeting in addition to the ones you've already got. You have to have first and second reading at least 7 days apart. So with that in mind, what I would suggest to you, and I'm open for your feedback, is that if you're inclined to pass that 20% on, that we have a special call meeting the night of January the 18th, which is a Tuesday after Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That's next Tuesday, a week from today. And on that agenda, I would suggest that you just have this one item so that you can come in, you can take care of it, you can move on. But then you have to have a second reading by the end of the month. I would suggest that you use your strategic planning workshop scheduled for the 25th to hold your second reading. That gives us 7 days of separation in between first and second. If you don't want to pass the rate increase on, then we don't need to have the special call meeting. We have to pay it, and we don't raise enough revenue now to be able to pay with the 20% right. increase. So are you good with us scheduling a special call meeting on the 18th? And we'll have this very likely as the only item. I don't think you have anything else on here that needs another.
I'm fine with it.
And then we will also schedule first up on your 25th meeting for strategic planning will be an item to do second reading. That gives us time to put it in the system.
I should have mentioned this earlier, but I just remembered I'm actually going to be out of town on the 25th, so I don't know if that's an issue for y'all.
As long as they don't have a parliamentarian issue, or if they will agree not to have one that day, then...
25th.
As long as
that would be second reading.
Yeah, that would be second reading. Yeah. Okay, so we'll schedule... Is 6 o'clock when you'd like to have it? We'll have it here.
I'll take off.
I'm glad. All right, so we will do that. The last item that I have, last year you authorized a lease with the Westminster Senior Outreach Group. Ms. Kaywood and AT have patiently sat through all our fun tonight.
They're still here.
They are still here.
I think you're
white. And I have been working with Ms. Kaywood, and she is I'm going to brag on her. She is a, can I have yours back? Well, no, you had, you keep it, I'll get mine back, I'm sorry. Ms. Kaywood has been working through the Appalachian Council of Governments and the Council on Aging to bring money for seniors into Westminster, where we've just not had that investment in Westminster at all. What you have in front of you now is a letter from the Westminster Senior Outreach, as well as a proposal asking for the council to deed the pool building over to them, something that you contemplated when you originally gave the lease. You also have a conceptual design of improvements that would be made to the building. The Westminster Senior Outreach has a very competitive chance at receiving funding through state funds that are called PIP, and I don't remember what PIP stands for, but it would allow the lion's share of this improvements to the building to be paid for with grant funds. But in order for Westminster Senior Outreach to apply for these funds, they must own the building. My recommendation to you is that you deed the building over to Westminster Senior Outreach. We would draw up a deed that would allow us to maintain the right-of-way access to the ball fields that are back behind it. And then you let them, which would then allow them to apply for these grant funds that we can't do on their behalf. They've got to do it. And if they do it, they are more likely to get the funds than if we were to try and do it, because they fit the bill. Again, none of that money is coming in to Westminster right now at all, and it's not come in to Westminster for a very long time. I don't know that it ever has. Not much of it actually comes into Oconee County. What happens is as it's allocated to the Appalachian Council of Governments, most of it ends up going to Greenville and Spartanburg. So this is a good chance for us to get some of it this way, if you're agreeable to that. So I'm looking for your input, and that's all I'm doing. My recommendation is that you do it, but I'm looking for your input as to whether you would or not. Ms. Kaywood is here if you have any questions for her.
I got a question. That's just the building, Ms. Kaywood, is that correct? How much property we talking about?
Yes, it's what we asked for in the lease. The property that we asked for in the lease.
What was that property? Is it about?
Okay, we have it written up in the lease. I don't have the lease.
It's less than an acre, I think.
But it's a swimming pool, basically. The
parking lot. It stops just a little behind the building.
But it's a parking lot, basically, where they get in.
Right. Yeah.
The only thing I'd ask, if something happens, and I don't have a problem with it, but if something happens and that thing goes defunct, which things happen, you know, and could we fix it where we would get the property back?
I don't know.
That will not happen.
You're going to die, and I'm
going to
die.
I understand.
And you know what I'm saying. So
we've been operating for a solid year on donations and funds given to us, and we've been extremely blessed.
Right.
The county has been absolutely wonderful giving us funds. So, but we just don't have the funds to go in. We ran into plumbing problems. We ran into electrical problems. Couldn't get an electrician, first of all. And then finally, we decided we needed somebody, a builder, to come in and help us. So CNL has come in, and they're taking over. They're helping us with the grant that we're writing up. But it's just such a good opportunity for our seniors. And, you know, as far as going to, I know you don't hear much about the senior citizens outreach, but let me tell you, we've done a lot this year. That building will be at the end of this, not this week, but next week, it'll be completely gutted inside. Everything in there will be out. We will have a clean slate. Now, we had enough money to go in and do the building that's there now. But I was, Senator Alexander asked that I be placed on the Appalachian Council on Aging. And since I've been on that committee, I've been to all the meetings that they've had in Greenville, ATN myself. And the money that's available to senior citizens is just astronomical. And you know what they said to me the first meeting I went to? Nobody ever asked for it for Westminster. Nobody ever asked for that. So back to your question, Brad. And I wasn't making fun of your question. I'm just saying we will not. You know, we're bringing in younger people. When I say younger, it'll be senior citizens. But we count from like 60 up. You know, so we realize we have two 98-year-old people. We have a 97-year-old person. And, you know, we're just involved with a lot of things. We're involved with Oconee County's veterans. We have two veterans right now that qualify for the Quilt of Valor. And we were able to get people to come out from and work with the Veterans Patriots Museum that AT's on the board. And they've got a group of people that go around in connection with the Westminster Senior Outreach and repair all of these homes for these veterans. I mean, you wouldn't believe how much free work they do. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Every time I go to a meeting, I think, where have we been all this time? How come we haven't found out about this? How come we haven't put our minds to this? You know, I didn't pay too much attention to it till I became a senior, but it becomes very important to me now. But we've got a great group of people. We have up to 50, sometimes more than that, people who help us and work with us. Home Depot just donated, with AT's military discount, over $1,000 worth of materials. We've got all the materials in the building to secure the building and everything. People have been absolutely phenomenal, but we need that building. The one big grant that we feel certain we will get. Right, Kevin?
Yes.
Yeah. We will be getting that grant. I've pretty much been told by Greenville. Westminster is first in line. If we can get that and get things done for the seniors and get that building, we will be able to apply for more grants. Like, I think IBM requires that we own the building. They won't come in and say, the city of Westminster leased this building to you. Because they say the same thing basically you do. What if something happens, you know, and we decide, well, we're just going to walk away. What's the city going to do? Or what about if the city says, hey, we want this building back in 5 years. We want to use it for something else. And we've invested all this money in it. It's the same thing.
So we need a motion to do that?
Ms. Kaywood, let me ask you another question. Would it be something you could entertain if the city signs off that it's yours, hands-free? We have nothing to do. No more lease. But the only stipulation would be that if it's ever sold to any other than a senior citizen group for that reason, that it go to the city, whomever the city council will be, it may be 25, 30 years from now, that that will have to be under their approval, that they can approve that that's what it's going to go for other than a senior citizen.
I don't think we'd have a problem with that, but I'd like for our attorney to, you know, to present that to our
attorney. Is that fair? Because, if somebody, we're dead and gone. Let's say you and I and all of us dead and gone, and the other people have got a senior citizen group and it's not working. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, we own it. We can sell it to a club.
Well, the one thing I have, and Kevin and I have talked about this will be such a great building for Westminster. We've got the drawing.
We agree. I agree with you 100%. I'm just trying to protect in the future.
Well, you're always going to have senior citizens. You know that.
Well, yeah, but I don't know.
If you move out, y'all move in, okay? So if that happens, you know, I mean, I have that. That's always a possibility. Let me talk.
But other than that, I have no problem whatsoever. I'll make the motion. If you find that out, I said, that's my proposal. I got to ask the rest of this council.
We can't address this tonight. It's not in an agenda.
No, that's right. I'm just saying.
Well, I wrote the letter to Kevin and asked him to present it for me. Okay, so
it's not on the agenda, though, is what I was saying. We can't vote on it.
It's not on the agenda for them to act on. Transferring it to you.
So that means we got to wait until the next meeting?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then that means that the grant that we're writing right now that says...
When's your grant due?
Okay, well, we go back February the 2nd.
Could that be addressed on the 18th?
If you're agreeable to do it, we can parallel it with the sewer rate increase.
Yeah, on the 18th, is that good?
That's fine. We just need it as quickly as possible.
You don't have to have ownership of the building. You just need the document.
I just need approval that it has been approved.
Okay.
We don't have to.
We do that.
So if you're okay with that, I'll ask Andrew to work up a sale document.
If y'all are okay with it generally, which is what I'm sensing, instead of, you know, wasting the time with like a sales contract and going through all of that, we can just put together a deed, you know, and get it to Judy, you know, for approval with that reverter language in there, you know, if it ceases to be used by, Westminster Senior Outreach or some other senior service organization, then it would revert back to the city, just so it couldn't be used for commercial purposes. I think that's what I'm hearing from y'all.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
I think we can meet your deadline.
You think so?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
The other question I did have that Lee just brought to my attention was that the lease has kind of have some weird property lines on it that don't follow what I believe the plat says. So are we doing just what's on the lease, or are we doing the whole parcel, which is like 0.77 acres? Because I think what is on the lease is maybe half an acre or 6/10 of it. It's not the whole parcel, if I'm remembering the lease correctly.
You're correct.
So
yeah.
the most efficient way to do it would be the whole parcel, which is 0.77 acres. Otherwise, we have to get a formal resurvey, get it
that
subdivided by
pool
the...
Too? So that the swimming pool too? Or
no? No.
Yeah,
it is. For the lake.
No,
that goes up to the original survey. It goes to the edge of the one.
Well, there's more than one parcel there.
Okay.
The building is on one parcel at the front.
The swimming pool is on the back parcel, which is 5.08 acres. Or the majority of the swimming pool.
There you go.
So my recommendation would be that we retain either an easement or a right-of-way down the roadway that gets us back to that, but then you deed the rest of the parcel over.
You don't care. You just want the building.
We want the building and, of course, the parking lot out front or whatever. And in this grant, they will pave the parking lot and make it. And in our drawing, we use that. It's built out and it's built into the woods areas right there.
Yeah.
It will double the size of the building.
That's
okay.
Good. Okay.
And it will be a great meeting place for, you know, people to use and that sort of thing. Okay? Thanks a lot. Any more questions?
Yeah.
Thanks,
Thank you,
Kevin.
All right. Well, and then the final thing that I have on your January 24th, and I'll send you a schedule out if you are agreeable to this. On January the 24th, you have the zoning consultant coming in from 2 to 4 to talk with you and the Planning Commission about things you would like to see changed in your zoning ordinance. If you're agreeable at from 4 o'clock either to 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, the Seaman Whiteside folks are ready to present to you the conceptual design that they have worked through with the Recreation Committee. So the Recreation Committee will meet tomorrow night, and they will more or less finalize what the Seaman Whiteside folks have drawn up, which is a bit different than what you saw last time because of the environmental survey that we had done. But particularly the mayor and Rusty asked for you guys to have final say on the final concept. So what I would recommend is that you let the Recreation Committee have their meeting tomorrow night and probably take a vote to make a recommendation to you of that design, and then the Seaman Whiteside folks will present that to you and take your feedback before it's finalized with you. Am I making
sense? Can I make a suggestion when it's presented to the council that maybe the chairman of that group be there or a representative to make sure there's no misunderstandings or any questions that could be asked and answered by that committee from the council, please?
Yes, sir. That would be Steve. I'll ask him to attend. Are you good doing that from 4 to 5 or 4 to 5:30, 4 to 6?
I'll take off another today.
Okay, so I will schedule them, and I would guess it's going to be at least an hour, but depending on how much you decide to talk about, maybe. All right.
Everybody good
with that
over here?
All right, Mayor, I'm finally done.
Do we have to, anybody got anything else?
We have 3 minutes. I know it's late, but I got to.
Yeah, we're
going to
have 3 minutes. Anybody have anything else?
Come on, lean in here. I'm going to let y'all move. I'm going to lean in. I recommend, and I I'll get Diane Smith on this thing. Diane, I'll see if she'll get this survey.
I hear you.
Y'all not gonna beat me.
That's all right. You know
y'all not gonna beat me. No.
And I'm just saying,
psycho.
If you're mean to
psycho.
Me, I might have to give you a building shot for a really big deal. I'm just saying.
Not a prostate exam.
You're threatening me
every year. Not a prostate exam.
Oh, prostate exam. Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
That's
perfect. Hey. He wanted everybody's temperature took today. So I told Kevin, I said, tell him about what we got. The only thing we got, we do a regular one.
What's funny is,
well,
as we're standing out there, I'm going, they're all going to be like 90 because it's 28 degrees.
Sure enough, it's like
90.3.
Yeah,
just
call me
if you
need
me. Okay. Oh, yeah. You know, once you get off, it's hard to get back on.
Oh, well, I can listen to Glenn.
Glenn.
Where are you from?
I guess you said you.